a good week to get, you know, to look at film and take some time and just look at ourselves and see what we can do better as a team. Not just as a defense, but as a team, I think we'll benefit from that.
That was Vince Wilfork. He's your old college teammate. You know him pretty well.
Just a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Little bit. That's right. Chris Myers, former center for the Texans, Tanya Ganguly of ESPN. One final segment to get into here. Let's talk about the final eight games of the season, and let's get some predictions, because, hey, predictions are fun. So we'll start with you, Tanya. One prediction about the offense of the Texans for the final eight games. Go.
I predict that it will be better. Is that okay? Is that too vague?
It's on the vague side of things, but it is a prediction, so it counts.
It was such a tumultuous first half of the season for this offense that it's going to be better. Things are going to run more smoothly. It's a tough final eight games.
Right.
So record-wise, I don't know if that will change things, but I think the offense will be smoother.
So you're going with the health and stability up front and then stability at the quarterback position as paying dividends. I'll go with that. I'm cool with that. What about you, Chris?
I think offensive side of the ball.
Yes, just offensive
side of the ball. I think they'll be able to kind of solidify the offensive line for sure. I think the running game will kind of be able to kind of not settle down, but kind of actually, you know, be more consistent at times. I think that's also, I know that there's a shuffling of the running backs at the same time. I think being able to have one guy that's going to be able to kind of focus in and do the majority of the run will help out tremendously too, because that, I mean, any running back will tell you, if once they get warm and they get a feel for the game and a feel for how the defense is playing things, they're able to have a lot more success.
From what you've seen, is that probably going to be Alfred Blue?
From what I've seen so far, at the same time, you know, I'm a big fan of Polk, and I've been a fan of Jonathan Grimes for a long time. He's been sitting behind Arian for a few years now, and he understands exactly how Arian works too, not only physically on the field, but mentally at the same time.
Yeah. All right, flipping things over. Defensively, prediction, what do you see second half of the season?
I see a lot better pass rush.
Yeah?
Second half of the season.
You see an integration of Clowney and Merciless at the same time, maybe?
I think we should be seeing more of Merciless, even with Clowney, as Clowney gets healthier, because, of course, now he's dealing with the back injury. But I think it's going to come from other places besides JJ, and that's going to be very useful for the Texans.
How about you, Chris?
So you saw it in this past week's game, and they did it once or twice throughout the season before, having JJ stand up on top of the center during some nickel and sub rushes, and they had Whitney kind of looping around. They had Cushing kind of firing down, JJ firing down, and looping Whitney back around in the center. And I think you'll be able to see more of that, and being able to put Whitney on one side, Clowney on the other, and having JJ stand up in the middle, and maybe throwing some other guy in there. It's tough for defenses or offensive lines to be able to kind of identify exactly what guys they're going to and having all these different pick games. And it got home, being able to get to the quarterback. So I think that they'll be able to have a lot more versatility in terms of what they can do.
All right, last prediction. Does J.J. Watt catch any touchdown passes in the second half?
Oh, I thought he would heading into the season, but I'm gonna go with no.
No, wow. Yeah. How about you?
I think that's the last thing on their minds right
last
now.
Last thing. All right.
It's obviously in the back pocket of O'Brien, obviously, but I think that's the last thing on their minds right now. But you never know.
Well, jokers like me like talking about it, because there's some jokers out there in the audience. Not all of you, but some of you are jokers, and you like talking about it and hearing about it and all that stuff, because it's fun when Texans score touchdowns, especially when J.J. Watt scores touchdowns. This was a touchdown because Chris Myers and Tanya Ganguly are true professionals. Thank you both for joining me, and thank you all for watching. Have a great Sunday off, even though we know you're going to watch some football. We'll see you around. This is Texans Extra Points.